There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Jeff, how goes it?
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah, that seems to be an issue there. Do you think it's going to be an issue for the Patriots today?
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, you just compare it to early season trips down to Miami when conditioning. I mean, it doesn't matter how hot it was at training camp. This is just a different type of heat. And, you know, you're not in mid-season form until October, as Bill Belichick says. So it's that's going to be an issue, or at least something that they're going to have to be able to overcome in the second half of this game. But they caught a huge break in the fact that Leonard Fournette isn't going to be able to go, because, you know, that's the type of guy who would take advantage if there are any conditioning issues in the second half.
Chris brought this point up earlier. I want to repeat it for him, and that is Trent Brown is someone to watch dealing with sort of the heat today. Big dude, we know that. So he's got to deal with that, contend with that today. Not to mention the defense the Patriots have to go up against, but they also are without Marcus Cannon on the other side, and it's LaAdrian Waddle stepping up. So offensive line might be where it hurts them the most.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, this is that flies right in the face of the Jaguars' strength with their pass rush and how deep they are and how electric they are on the edge. So that's priority number one, as it often is with the Patriots. I mean, you keep Tom Brady, you give him 2.5 seconds to catch and release, then you'll be all right. But once the rush starts to get in his face quicker than that, again, that's when the hits take their toll. You wonder if any of them are going to lead to a sloppy throw or a mistake or a turnover or anything like that. I mean, I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. So ball control is going to be key. You don't want any turnovers on your side of the field to set up an easy score for the Jaguars. So, again, that's the offensive line and the success that they have, or lack thereof, I think is probably going to be the biggest determination in the outcome of this game.
And that offensive line, Jeff, will be blocking for Sony Michel, expected to make his NFL debut today, is active for the game. We'll see how the Patriots use him. That's my question to you. How involved do you think Sony Michel will be in this one? Rex Burkhead also active, cleared with that concussion.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch Sony Michel. I mean, I think they're going to let him go. And, I mean, you can never sit here and say that one guy is going to get 75% of the snaps at running back or anything like that, but he's going to have an involved element of the game plan. I can't wait to watch him. I mean, this is as excited as I've been for a Patriots rookie, just to watch him out there and play in a long time. I mean, this is a guy who I think has legitimate offensive rookie of the year ability. And
I agree.
It's, you know, we'll see how they use him. We'll see how many, you know, can they get the running lanes that he needs, how well-versed in the passing game, the chemistry that he's going to have with Brady. I mean, so, you know, I can't sit here and say that he's going to have, like, this dynamite debut, but this is a kid with huge, huge potential. They love him. I was told a few weeks ago, even before he was even close to, you know, being a full participant, they're like, this kid's special when he's got the ball in his hands. It's going to take some time to get all the elements of the playbook down and all that stuff, but I'm telling you, I think by the end of the season, he is going to be a real weapon for them.
Yeah, everything we've read coming out before the game today is that Rex Burkhead looks like he's, what, healthy? Looks like he could be a full go? We know he's active, but what's he look like?
Yeah, he's going to be a full go, and I would expect him to still, he'll be the guy in the backfield. I guess we'll see if the score, you know, determines whether or not they go to more James White or whatever. But, I mean, Burkhead looked fine when he was out there getting the, that last bit of clearance that he needed to be able to play in this game. But I think they knew late in the week that there was a pretty good chance that he was going to suit up for this one.
And, you Jeff, know, actually, what do you,
you
make?
Know, let me get to one other quick thing. Sorry to interrupt you.
Please.
But, you know,
no, go for
this
it.
Is a this is a game plan that Josh McDaniels has been working on for months. I mean, they knew going into this, all right, they're going to have to involve their running backs, their tight ends, because the lack of depth at receiver, that's something they've known since early July that Julian Edelman was going to be suspended for this game. They've known that, you know, Ramsey and Boye are two terrific corners. I mean, that's easy to figure out. So this is going to be one of those games where, again, it's going to have a heavy involvement of running backs, whether it's in the passing or running game. I mean, success on the ground is going to determine that. But again, I think this is a game that's in Josh McDaniels' wheelhouse in terms of how creative he's going to be to set up opportunities in ways that, you know, you might not see in a more traditional sense other weeks of the year.
You mentioned there talking about Josh having to work around sort of the dearth of wide receiving options. That segues into my question for you. What do you see the Patriots doing at wide receiver? Benny Fowler's already been released. Corey Coleman didn't even make this trip. Are they in on Josh Gordon? Is Kenny Britt coming back? Are those things mutually exclusive? What do you see them doing ultimately at wide receiver until they get Edelman back?
Yeah, I mean, you see that Britt's coming in for a workout tomorrow. That's basically just going to be to see how healthy that hamstring is. When they released him however many weeks ago it was, I was told his hamstring was between 80 and 90%. So it should, in theory, be, you know, ready to go or ready for clearance. I mean, I think at this point that's their best option because you can't, you know, we'll talk about Philip Dorsett again. I mean, he came in last year on Labor Day weekend, was instantly a favorite of the coaches and his teammates, but you just never saw it translate on the fields. And for a guy to get, as you know, A-plus reviews from start to finish for his work at practice, his work in the film room, all that stuff, he does everything the right way. It wasn't able to translate on the field. So it doesn't really matter, in my opinion. I mean, who do you bring in at this point? If the guy doesn't have an active involvement or any past history with this offense, I mean, Corey Coleman's a first-round pick. That's great. But it hasn't worked out in two places. And how is he going to be any different than Dorsett was last year? I mean, it does. So, again, you got to wait. These guys have to come in and prove that they can be game-day contributors. So if it does happen to work out where Britt can return, I mean, again, I think he's a guy who has a whole lot more upside than somebody like Corey Coleman or if they bring Fowler back or whatever.
Jeff Howe of The Athletic. You can read him there and also on Twitter at Jeff B. Howe. Jeff, thanks.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.